The Money Podcast with your hosts, Justin Harrison and David Bester. Money, 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 money. Let's talk about money.
In this episode, we are talking about money and success, something we all aspire to, but something that is often the downfall of many. Henry Ford once remarked, "Money doesn't change a person, it merely unmasks them." If a person is naturally selfish, arrogant, or greedy, then money brings that out. That's all. Today, more than ever, we are surrounded by people who have the trappings of success, and you need not look any further than our political elite who have lost touch with their people in pursuit of absolute wealth. Our roads are full of expensive cars, and our malls have become the window to our aspirations. Yet, the wealth and success that has been created is often at the expense of others and at the expense of our societal values. So the question is, can you have both money and success?
I would argue that you cannot have one without the other. Even the most talented artist, without compensation for their talent, will never be able to take the gifts to the world, leaving their full potential unrealized. And while I'm sure there are people who can measure success without money, the reality is creating lasting success requires a combination of talent, hard work, and money, with money being the transport system for greater success.
Justin, when you say money should be seen as a vehicle for success, are you saying that money is an essential element to success? And if so, how can someone obtain success if they don't already have money?
Money is one of the most useful utilities to amplify success. It gives you access to valuable resources, but early success is often had without any money, and it requires hard work and creativity in excess to succeed without money. This is why it is so important for people to realize that when they start achieving any kind of success and that they receive any kind of monetary reward for that success, that they need to reinvest that money into themselves and their craft and to use that money not as a measure of success, but as a resource to drive further success. The true masters of success understand that money is a valuable tool to drive success, and that money alone is not the measure of success itself.
So let's assume someone starts making money. Are you suggesting that they should deny themselves the physical reward of success?
That is exactly what I'm saying. Most millionaires and billionaires dress modestly, drive modest cars, and yet they're some of the wealthiest people on the planet. Then you get those who get a pay raise or get a new job, and the first thing they do is buy a new car, and suddenly that becomes their focus and measure of success. When you understand that success and money are two very different things, and that money can help drive your success, you can truly unlock your potential.
So if that is true, why not simply throw the money equation out of the window and just focus on serving and providing value if this is the true measure of success?
Look, practically we all need to eat, and practically without money we cannot truly serve and provide the value in the world that we want. That's like being a farmer and growing crops but not having the means to transport your crops to market. That's why success and money go hand in hand. The problem always comes in when we measure our success purely based on the money we earn. And then we go into the world and validate that by buying a bunch of stuff that distracts us from true success.
Hopefully this episode has encouraged you to think differently about money and success and inspired you to seek out success and money in your journey, not purely for the sake of wealth, but so that you will know the true meaning of success. If you are interested in money, financial freedom, and being surrounded by like-minded people, then check out our free courses on our website, www.globalmoneyacademy.com. You can also catch us daily on our YouTube channel. Just head over to YouTube and search for Global Money Academy.
You've been listening to the Money Podcast. To get access to our future episodes, please subscribe to our podcast via your podcast app. Be sure to check out our YouTube channel, Global Money Academy.